Okay, we do one time. First, today is December 1st, 2014. So one time, homage to the Buddha. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato samma sambuddhassa. So we're missing Stephen, Suki, and Siu. Three S's. And Jishu Pasha. Where is Jishu Pasha?
She went back to...
to Malaysia. Oh. Anybody else? Okay, I think that's it. Okay, so we are doing now the further readings of Lesson 8. Okay, I'll read and everybody repeat. Ekang samayang bhagava.
Ekang samayang bhagava.
Vaisalyang viharati.
Vaisalyang viharati.
Mahavane.
Mahavane.
Kutagara salayam.
Kutagara salayam.
Okay, so this is quite standard. So ekang samayang is one time or on one occasion. And this is what's called accusative case in the sense of time. Sometimes the accusative case is used to indicate the time at which something is happening. Okay, Bhagava is nominative. Vaisalayang, what case?
Accusative. Locative?
Locative. In the city's name is Vaisali. And so Vaisali is a feminine name. And then Vaisali, so the locative is Vaisalyang. In, he was living in Vaisali or near Vaisali. And then where he was living is Mahavane. What case? Yongxin Fasha? I can't. Why don't you sit here? Oh, oh, I see.
So,
yeah, it's locative. It's based on Mahavanna. Vanna means a woods, a forest. And so this is locative. In the great, Maha means great. Or lodge in the great forest. Then Kutagara Salayam. What case?
She said accusative.
Again, locative.
Okay, Venerable Satchinanda said locative. It's locative. It's all locative. Kutagara Salayam. Kuta means a peak. Agara means a house, and sala means a hall. Just like we have Yingkwang Hall and Kuanyin Hall, Taishu Hall. So this is in the hall with the peaked roof. It was a building where the monks would stay. So putting it all together, one time the Blessed One, the Buddha, was living at Vaisali in the great forest, or actually we should say in the hall with the peaked roof in the great forest. Attako
Attako
Siho Senapati
Siho sena ati.
Yena bhagava ten upasankami.
Yena bhagava ten upasankami.
Upasankamitva.
Upasankamitva.
Bhagavantam abhivadetva.
Bhagavantam abhivadetva.
Ekamantam nisid.
Ekamantam nisid.
Okay, so here the chief figure, the one who's going to question the Buddha, is Senapati. Means Sena means army, and Pati means chief of the army. So this is a general, and his name is Siha. So he's the general Siha. So General Siha approached the Blessed One, having paid respects to the Blessed One, he sat down to one side. Then Ekamantang Nisino.
Ekamantang Nisi.
Yeah. Everybody should. Ekamantang Nisino.
Ekamantang Nisino.
Ko Siho Senapati.
Ko Siho Senapati.
Bhagavantang Etadavocha.
Bhagavantang Etadavocha.
Okay, so seated to one side, General Siha said this to the Blessed One. Sakanu ko bante.
Sakanu ko bante.
Bhagava.
Bhagava.
Sanditikang dana palang.
Sanditikang dana palang.
Panya petum.
Panya petum.
Am I going too fast? Okay, when you see nu ko, what does that indicate about the sentence?
It's a question. It's asking, somebody's asking a question.
Right. This makes it into a question. And then sakka means, is it possible? And sakka, to my knowledge, always goes with the infinitive. Just like in English, we say, is it possible to walk on thin air? Is it possible to swim in the lake? So here, what is the infinitive word in this sentence?
Panya petum.
Right, panya petum, which means, panya peti is the regular verb. It means to point out, to describe. So he's saying, is it possible, Bhante, for the Blessed One to point out? Then we have the object of pointing out, Sandittikang Dana Palang. Okay, Sandittikang means visible. It means visible here and now. Directly visible in this life itself. And then Dana Palung is a compound, which means Dana means giving, and Pala means fruit. Please, the people online, mute the microphone, because I'm getting a scratching sound coming back, feedback sound. Okay, so Dana Palung is a compound. And do you know the name? Anybody know the name for this kind of compound? It's called Tapurisa compound. This comes from that plus purisa. It's an example of the compound. Tat is that, and purisa is person. So tapurisa means that person. It's just an example of this kind of compound. But we have many better examples. So this is a compound with one noun, which would be in some other case plus the main noun. Some examples in English. Okay, tabletop, top of the table, bookcase, a case for books, silverware, that's things made out of silver.
Top hat.
Okay, top hat. A hat that all hats go on top of the head. What is a top hat?
It's a fancy, long,
a tall hat.
Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
Roadside?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are millions of them in English. Okay, so this is a compound, danapalang, fruit of giving. So he's saying, is it possible, Bhante, for the Blessed One to point out a visible, directly visible, fruit of giving? And when he says fruit of giving, it doesn't mean apples, oranges, and grapes. That means a benefit of giving. Okay, so now, any questions so far?
And then,
yeah.
The first sentence, Ekam Samayam Bhagava Visalyam, in English you mentioned that at one time the Blessed One was. But I did not understand why you mentioned was.
Oh, okay. This is a good question. Okay, the verb here is viharati, which is a present tense verb. Normally it means is living. But this is what, there's an expression for this in English. It's called the historical present. This means it's the use of the present to indicate something that's going on in the past.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, we have similar usages in English, like a historian might be writing about World War I, say, and then he might write that, okay, the Allied powers in Europe dig trenches, and on the other side, the Germans dig trenches. So he's using present tense verbs, but it's indicating something that went on in the past. And so that introduces the narrative, but the other verbs here are aorist forms. Upasankami, approached. Avocha, said. Okay, so now we continue. So the general asks the question, then the Buddha says, Sakha siyati bhagava avocha.
Sakha siyati bhagava avocha.
Okay, so the Blessed One says, it is possible, siha. And what case is siha?
Is vocative?
Right. This is what's called the vocative. Not locative, vocative, with the V. It means it's the case used when one is addressing somebody directly. See, in English, we don't have any difference in how we use a name. I could say, Carolyn went to the store, or do you understand Carolyn, and it's the same. But in Indian languages, they would use a different form. Okay, so then the Buddha says it is it is possible, Siya, and then he continues. Dayako Siha.
Dayako Siha.
Dhanapati.
Dhanapati.
Bahuno Janasa Piyo Hoti.
Bahuno Janasa Piyo Hoti.
Manapo.
Manapo.
Yampi Siya.
Yampi Siya.
Dayako Dhanapati.
Dayako Dhanapati.
Bahuno Janasa.
Bahuno Janasa.
Piyo Hoti Manapo.
Piyo Hoti Manapo.
Idampi Sanditi Kang Dhanapalang.
Idampi Sanditi Kang Dhanapalang.
Okay, so the Buddha gives the first benefit. He says, Dayako. Dayako means a di. Well, Dayako is sort of English Buddhist word. A Dayaka is a donor, one who gives. And Dhanapati means literally Lord of Giving. But I don't know what to call it in English, other than a Lord of Giving. Maybe a lordly giver sounds good.
This is the same pati and senapati, right?
Right, it's the same word, meaning chief or lord. So the senapati is, in fact, that's another tapurisa compound. Senapati is the chief of the army. And then dhanapati is a chief of giving, a lord of giving. It means somebody who's extremely generous. So bahuno janasa. So here the noun is janasa, which means, or the case, jana means people, and janasa, probably it's dative, because it could be genitive dative, but the meaning is clear. And bahu is an adjective meaning many, and then the genitive singular for the adjective, bahu, is bahuno, just like for bhikkhu, it's bhikkhuno. So, this is too many people, for many people. Pio means pleasing or dear. Then hoti means is, and manapo means agreeable, lovable. And so he's saying that. A donor, a generous giver, is dear and agreeable to many people.
I guess so.
Not only to those who receive the gifts, but people like somebody who's generous. Whereas the Uncle Stooges?
Scrooges.
People don't like. Okay, then the Buddha simply restates the same thing. So he says, Yam Pisio Dayako Dhanapati Bahuno Janasa Piyo Hoti Menapo. So here the young represents something like yasma, since, because, insofar as, okay, because Siya, a giver, a lord of giving, is dear and agreeable to many people, this is a directly visible fruit or benefit of giving. So in other words, if you give generously to others, then you become dear and agreeable to them. And notice here, idam pi, you see the pi, usually we translate as to or also. Now, in English, when we have like a list of items or a series of items, related items, we don't say to or also after the first one. We would say, let's say, what did you have to eat for lunch today? Okay, today I had rice for lunch. I also had tofu dish, and I also had some spinach, and I also had some egg curry, and I also had some kimchi. So we put also after the second, third, fourth items, but not after the first. If somebody says, what did you have for lunch today? And I answer, today I also had rice, and I also had tofu, I also had some spinach, I also had kimchi. It would sound strange. But in Pali, we put the word pi after every item, including the first one. Is that clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you see the way the P comes in when we come to the second one. Okay, so now comes the second benefit. Okay, this Puna Chaparang.
Puna Chaparang.
Siha.
Siha.
Dayakang Danapating.
Dayakang Danapating.
Santo Sapurisa Bhajanti.
Santo Sapurisa Bhajanti.
Yampi Siha.
Yampi Siha.
Dayakang Danapating.
Dayakang Danapating.
Santo Sapurisa Bhajanti.
Santo Sapurisa Bhajanti.
Idampi.
Idampi.
Sanditikang Danapalang.
Sanditikang Danapalang.
Okay, Puna Chaparang is one of the most common expressions in the suttas. It means something like moreover, again, furthermore. So when there's a series of items, always the Buddha says Puna Chaparang. You'll see it countless times again and again. So, furthermore, Siya, then we have Dayakang Danapating. What case is this? Hai Tian Fasher? What case?
Dayakang
Danapating. Should be able to recognize.
Accusative.
Right, it's accusative. It's the object. And so it's the object. Now we have Santo Sapurisa. So let's just put aside Santo for the moment. Sapurisa, what case is this?
Nominative.
Nominative what?
Plural.
Right. It's nominative plural. And Sapurisa is, I think this is called an adjectival. I'm not sure what kind of compound it's called, but it's a compound of, whoops. word sat, which means good, plus purisa, which means people. And so we get sapurisa means a good person. And then if we make it plural, it becomes good people. And then the word santo is actually derived from sat. And santo is originally the present participle of the verb with the root sat, and which forms the third person singular as atti, to be. But it takes on a special meaning of this word sat can mean true, real, what exists, but it also can mean good. And so when we have santo, it means the good ones. And it's originally, it's a present participle, nominative plural present participle. That's the origin, but it functions like an adjective, meaning the good ones, or actually here a noun. And in a way, this is repetitive. The good ones, the good persons. In English, it sounds odd.
Is this sat the same in sati?
In sati meaning mindfulness? Yeah. No, it's actually very different, completely different. Because sati, meaning mindfulness, is actually based on the verbal root sar, which gives the regular verb sarati. Oops. Which originally meant to remember, but then the Buddha sort of picked up that word and then gave it a special meaning. To be mindful, we say to be mindful.
But it functions as an adjective?
It can function as an adjective or as an independent noun.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that is the subject. And then the verb bhajanti means something like, let's see what meanings they give here. To follow, I'm trying to get one that doesn't require, they give associates. But with that, then we say in English associates with, and then we think it needs an instrumental. But if we take follows, then we could take an accusative. They follow. So what other? Pursues, no chases. Tracks, no, be a fan of, be a devotee of.
Connects?
Well, you say connects with.
Yeah.
So you need an instrumental there. Okay, let's just say follow. Okay, so the good persons, so the good ones, the good persons follow a one who gives, a generous giver. And then we have, again, since, O Siha, the good ones, the good persons follow a giver, a lord of giving, this too is a visible fruit of giving. You see, with the second item, then it's meaningful in English to translate P as two, or also. This too, or this also, is a visible benefit of giving. Any questions so far? Okay, then we go on to the next one. Puna chaparang siha.
Puna chaparang siha.
Dayakasa dana patino.
Dayakasa dana patino.
Kalyano kiti sato.
Kalyano kiti sato.
Abu gachati.
Abu gachati.
Yampi siha.
Yampi siha.
Dayakasa dana patino.
Dayakasa dana patino.
Kalyano kiti sado.
Kalyano kiti sado.
Abhugacchati.
Abhugacchati.
Idampi.
Idampi.
Sanditikam danapalam.
Sanditikam danapalam.
Okay, so puna chaparang. Furthermore, moreover. And this is indeclinable. No, it doesn't have any case. So furthermore, siya. Then we have dayakasa dana patino. What case is this?
Dative?
Yeah, it could be dative, genitive. We use them together. So for a giver, a generous, for a giver, a lord of giving, then kalyano. Kitti saddo. Okay, the word kalyano means good. Like we have the expression kalyana mita, means a good spiritual friend. And then the Dhamma is said to be adi kalyano, majhe kalyano, pariyosana kalyano. Good in the beginning, good in the middle, good in the end. So here we have kalyano, means good. And then kitti sado is literally, it's a sound of praise, or we would say a report, a good report. This would be.
Would it be reputation?
A good reputation. Must be Santan.
Santan.
Santan. Santan. Santan. So it's a good report. Han ao de Santan.
Yeah.
So a good report, a good rep. Then Abu Gachati, you see, the subject here is the nominative, a good report. Then Abu Gachati means spreads around. What's the Chinese? There is a special expression. It has bu in it.
San bu. San bu. San. San like spread. Bu. San bu.
San bu.
San.
San. San. San. San. San.
San. San.
San. San. San. Chuan bu. Yeah, chuan is good. Chuan bu. Chuan bu. Chuan bu. Okay, so for a giver, a lord of giving, a good report spreads around. Okay, and then because, Osea, for a giver, a lord of giving, a good report spreads around. This too is a visible fruit of giving. Any question about this? Okay, so now we come to, we've had 1, 2, 3. Now we come to the fourth. Puna chaparang siha.
Puna chaparang siha.
Dayako dhanapati.
Dayako dhanapati.
Yangya deva parisang.
Yangya deva parisang.
Upasan kamati.
Upasan kamati.
Yadi katya parisang.
Yadi katya parisang.
Yadi brahmana parisang.
Yadi brahmana parisang.
Yadi gahap. Yadi gahapati parisang.
Yadi gahapati parisang.
Yadi samana parisang.
Yadi samana parisang.
Visarado upasankamati.
Visarado upasankamati.
Amanku bhuto.
Amanku bhuto.
Might as well finish it up. Yampi siha.
Yampi siha.
Dayako dhanapati.
Dayako dhanapati.
Yang yad eva.
Yang yad deva.
Parisang upasankamati.
Parisang upasankamati.
Visarado upasankamati.
Visarado upasankamati.
Amanku bhuto.
Amanku bhuto.
Idampi.
Idampi.
Sanditikang dhanapalam.
Sanditikang dhanapalam.
Okay, this is a longer, more complicated benefit. So again, puna chaparang, what does that mean?
Furthermore.
Right. Furthermore, Osea, a giver, a lord of giving. Then we have Yang Yad Eva. So this is just the repetition here. You see, it's Yang, and then followed by Eva. But what happens, to make it easier to pronounce, we have Yang plus Eva. And the Eva just adds a little emphasis to it. And so what happens, to make it easier to pronounce, is that the ung gets turned into a D. So you don't have to say Yang Yeva. But you could say Yang Yad Eva. So the repetition of yang means whatever. And it goes with parisang. Parisang means an assembly. Like it's a group of people who gather at a meeting. In the towns of India, there would be meetings of different communities. And somebody, well, I mean, we still have them today, and people are invited to speak. You know, here at the beginning of the summer school, for example, they call on a number of monks to get up and speak, or sometimes a group of tourists come, and then one of the tour guides has to get up and speak to them. Or if we get invited to interfaith meeting in New York, somebody has to get up to speak. Okay, so this is whatever assembly upasankamati he approaches. Then we have a group or a series of different types of assemblies based on Indian society. And we have the word yadi, which normally means if. But when you have a group of yadi this, yadi that, it means something like whether X or Y or Z. It's somewhat like the Chinese huajie, right? Huajie.
Yeah.
Or actually, all the Chinese texts use r. Exactly the same way, r, which normally means if, right? Roar, roar. I know, yeah.
Roar,
right?
Roar. Roar, roar, roar.
Yeah, but when you have a list of items with roar, it means whether this or that or that. So yati functions in the same way. If it just occurs alone, it means if. But when you have yadi, 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 you get carried away to the to the you get locked up. So if you have yadi, 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 it means this or that or that. So here we have whether katiya parisang, that means a group of kshatriyas. Those are the administrators, like the aristocracy. Or yadi brahmana parisang, that's a group of brahmins. Yadi gahapati parisang, or a group of householders. Yadi samana parisang, a group of ascetics or religious people. So whatever assembly he approaches, whether it's an assembly of kshatriyas, an assembly of brahmins, an assembly of householders, or an assembly of religious people, ascetics, visarado upasankamati amanku bhuto. Visarado means, the V here is a negation, and sarada means like timid or hesitant. And so visarada means without any timidity, without any fear. So one approaches it confidently. And amanku bhuto means without, like sometimes we call on a person to speak and say, oh, no, I can't speak. Ooh. Hang the head down. Ooh, I don't want to speak. So this is, you know, they're ashamed to speak. So this is without any shame or... or embarrassment, we might say. Okay, so putting it all together. So whatever... So whatever assembly a giver, a lord of giving approaches, whether an assembly of kshatriyas and so forth, he approaches it confidently without any shame or without any embarrassment. And because, O Siha, a giver, a lord of giving, approaches whatever assembly he approaches confidently, without embarrassment, this too is a visible fruit of giving. Any questions?
Yes, can you explain that? Because he's not embarrassed because through dana he gains confidence?
I guess so, yeah.
Or maybe they say, oh, he's a giver. So,
yeah.
You know?
Not that they're expecting to get something from him.
No, I'm saying, but...
Yeah.
They think highly of him because
yeah,
of his
yeah.
So he feels confident.
Yeah, yeah.
But what if they don't know of his giving?
I think it's still whether they know or not, but internally he feels that confidence.
Bhante?
Yeah.
What's the difference between the administrator and the brahmin?
Okay, the kshatriyas were the class that took care of governing the states. And the Brahmins were, excuse me, the priests they were the priests who I don't know what happened. Who maintained the Vedic rituals. Who performed the Vedic rituals.
Can we take a break? You need some more hot water? Water is... Let me add more stuff.
Okay. Some hot water. Would that be okay?
Would that be speaking
is
cold and damp. And
no, it wasn't that. I think I just got some phlegm down the wrong. Okay, I think it's okay now, actually. Okay, so the Kshatriyas were like the administrative and the warrior class, and the Brahmins were the priestly class who performed the Vedic rituals, the blessings. Okay, let's...
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, now we come to the last one. And this is a little different from the others. So, Puna Chaparang Siha.
Puna Chaparang Siha.
Dayako Dhanapati.
Dayako Dhanapati.
Kayasa Beda.
Kayasa Beda.
Parang Marana.
Parang Marana.
Sukating.
Sukating
Sagang Lokang
Sagang Lokang
Upapajati
Upapajati
Yampi Siha
Yampi Siha
Dayako Dhanapati
Dayako Dhanapati
Kayasa Beda
Kayasa Beda
Parang Marana
Parang Marana
Sukating Sagang Lokang
Sukating Sagang Lokang
Upapajati
Upapajati
Idam samparayikang
Idam samparayikang
Dhanapalam
Dhanapalam.
Okay, so here the Buddha says, okay, Puna Chaparang, furthermore, O Siha, a giver, a lord of giving. Then we have Kayasa Beda. That means Beda here is the ablative case, so it's something like from the breakup of the body. But in English we would say after the breakup of the body, or with the breakup of the body. Then parang marana means following death. Then we have sukating sagang lokang upapajati. The verb upapajati means to be reborn in. And upapajati takes its object in the accusative case. So the idea of in is already included in upapajati. So is reborn in. Then we have sukating, comes from su, which means good, and gutting, based on the verb gachati, to go. This is the destination of going. So sukati is a good destination. In other words, a good place of rebirth. And sagang is heaven, but here it's used with lokang, so it's functioning more like an adjective, heavenly, lokang, world. So the Lord of giving is with the breakup of the body after death is reborn in a good destiny in a heavenly world. And now here's the little difference. Okay, because, O Siha, a giver, a lord of giving, with the breakup of the body after death, is reborn in a good destiny, a heavenly world. Notice here, idang samparai kang dana palang, not sanditi kang dana palang. And so we don't have the P here, because the word samparayika means pertaining to the next, to future lives, to the future life. Let's see how they give. Yeah, they give belonging to the next world, belonging to a future life. So we don't have idam pi, we don't have pi, because this is not adding a new one to sandittikang, to the visible fruits of giving, but this is a fruit of giving belonging to the future life, to the next world. Any questions?
What's the translation for the last one?
This is a fruit of giving pertaining to the future life or belonging to the next world.
Thank you.
Any further questions?
In Bandai, parang marana, what case is marana? Is
it seems to be it's ablative also. Okay. But together, parang marana is used. This is a fixed expression that we get over and over in the suttas.
Yeah,
Kayasa beda parang marana. Following the breakup of the body after death. Okay, let's go on to, we could try number two. Okay. Ekang samayang bhagava.
Ekang samayang bhagava.
Vaisalayang viharati.
Vaisalayang viharati.
Mahavanne.
Mahavanne.
Kutagara salayang.
Kutagara salayang.
Anybody want to try translating that?
Thus I have heard.
No. No. Oh, I don't say thus have I heard.
No, I see on one occasion.
Okay. At one occasion.
The blessed one was dwelling in Vaisali.
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 Yeah.
Oh, is this the hall with the peaked roof?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On one occasion, the blessed one was dwelling.
Yeah.
And the, I forgot, Mahavane is the great, great,
great.
Hut? Great hut?
No.
Great wood.
Right.
Forest.
With the hut with the peak roof.
In the wood.
In the,
yeah. The hall with the peak roof.
Right.
It wasn't a hut, it was a big building, because it's explained that in the commentaries, I think it says that there were room, I think, for 50 monks.
Oh.
So it must have been bigger than...
So it's not a sima, it's actually the dwelling place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, I see.
Okay, so now we have somebody named Mahali, that's his name, and Lichavi, those were the clan of people who lived in the area of Vaisali. So it's Mahali the Lichavi, just like, say, the Buddha's relatives are called Sakyans. So Uttako Mahali Lichavi.
Uttako Mahali Lichavi.
Yena Bhagava Tena Upasankami.
Yena Bhagava Tena Upasankami.
Upasankamitva.
Upasankamitva.
Bhagavantang Abhiva Deitva.
Bhagavantang Abhiva Deitva.
Ekamantang Nisidi.
Ekamantang Nisidi.
Ekamantang Nisino.
Egamansang Nisino.
Ko Mahali Lichavi.
Ko Mahali Lichavi.
Bhagavantang Eta Devocha.
Bhagavantang Eta Devocha.
Okay, who wants to translate this? Shouldn't be hard at all. Everybody should have their hand up and be fighting and saying, I want it, I want to do it. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. Okay, Venerable Sagara Kantu.
Mahali Lichavi is a person.
He's a person, yeah.
Right. So he, having shared greetings with the Blessed One. No.
I think he approached the Blessed One.
Yeah.
Approached the Blessed One, right. And then having shared greetings with the Blessed One. No.
That's a different introduction. Usually it's when a Brahmin approaches the Buddha. Mm-hmm. A Brahmin who doesn't have faith in the Buddha. They exchange greetings.
He paid homage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But Mahali was apparently a devotee or follower of the Buddha. So he approached the Blessed One, then he paid homage to the Blessed One. Then what did he do after paying homage?
Okay, having sat down by one side.
Right. Mm. Then?
Having sat down by one side, and then the Buddha addressed this group of people.
A group of people?
People? The Mahali Lichavi.
Who is addressing who there?
Mahali Lichavi asked the Buddha such and such questions.
Right. Okay, so Mahali the Lichavi said this to the Blessed One. So the Buddha here is the accusative object, and Mahali the Lichavi is the subject, nominative. So Mahali says, Konu ko bante.
Konu ko bante.
Actually, it should be Konu ko bante hetu.
Konu ko bante hetu.
Ko pachayo.
Ko pachayo.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Okay, so we have here, okay, from Nuko, again we see Nuko indicates it's a question. How else would we know that this is a question? Suppose it didn't say Nuko.
I think Ko means if.
No.
What?
Yeah, the word Ko is interrogative pronoun. It means, if it's referring to a person, it would mean who. If it's referring to a thing or a situation, it means what. So here we have ko going with hetu. Hetu is cause, Chinese yin. Shema yin. And pacheo is condition. Yuan, yuan, shem yuan. So what, O Bhante, what is the cause? What is the condition? Then we have papasa kamasa. What case?
in the genitive.
Yeah, here I think it's definitely genitive. Mm-hmm. Of an evil deed, mm. of a bad deed. And kiriya, the noun kiriya, means doing. And then it's matched here with pavati, means the, let's say, occurrence or performance. So what is the cause, Bhante? What is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performance of a bad deed? Okay, then the Buddha answers, and kiriyaya pavatiya, what case? Kiriyaya pavatiya, both the same case, what case? Yongshin Fasha? Louder.
Genitive, you say.
No, not genitive.
Is that it?
Optative.
No, optative is not a case.
Is it dative?
No. Very good. Dative. It's a dative, meaning, in this case, for. For the doing, for the performing of a bad deed. Okay, then the Buddha answers, lobo ko mahali hetu.
Lobo ko mahali hetu.
Lobo pachayo.
Lobo pachayo.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Okay, so lobo means greed. So the Buddha is saying greed, mahali, is a cause. Greed is a condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Then we have doso ko mahali hetu.
Doso ko mahali hetu.
Doso pachayo.
Doso pachayo.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Anybody want to translate that? Very simple.
And the hatred is the cause.
Okay, Venerable Sagarananda started, so let him continue.
Hatred is the cost, yeah. Mahali.
Yeah.
And hatred is the condition,
yeah.
of the bad deeds, doing the bad deeds,
yeah.
For occurring the bad karma, the deeds.
We should say for the doing of the bad deed, for the occurrence or performing of the bad deed. Okay, so hatred is the cause, mahali. Hatred is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Then the next, moho ko mahali hetu.
Moho ko mahali hetu.
Moho pachayo.
Moho pachayo.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Who wants to take this? Kim?
Can try it, Bhante.
Yeah.
Delusion?
Yeah.
Mahali is the cause.
Yeah.
Is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performance of a bad deed.
Right. Delusion, mahali, is the cause. delusion is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Okay, then we have a yoniso manasikaro. Mm-hmm. And let's just jump because it's the same thing. So a yoniso manasikaro means unwise attention. This would be buru.
Ruli.
No, that's the, ruli is the good kind.
Yeah,
buruli. This is buruli. Suwei.
Zuoyi.
Zuoyi. I think some use suwei.
But zuoyi. Yeah.
So bu. 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 Buruli. So this is unwise attention, unwise reflection, unwise consideration. We're going to have a break just in 1 minute.
1 minute.
In 1 minute.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so unwise attention is the cause. Unwise attention is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Then the last one is Micha Panihitang. Okay, you repeat.
Micha Panihitang.
Ko Mahali.
Ko Mahali.
Chitang Hetu.
Chitang Hetu.
Micha Panihitang Chitang.
Micha Panihitang Chitang.
Pacheo.
Pacheo.
Papasa Kamasa Kiriyaya.
Papasa Kamasa Kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Okay, so this is micha panihitang chitang. Here, micha means wrong or wrongly, and panihita means directed. And it goes, this is an adjective describing chitang. So it's a wrongly directed mind. I don't know how to put that in Chinese. Directed, bent. Anyway. Micha is, I think they use... Oh, I see them all the time, but I never get the pronunciation. Like wrong, in the wrong eightfold path, wrong view.
Xie.
Okay, we could say just xie xin. Okay, so the wrongly directed mind is the cause for the doing of a bad deed. The wrongly directed mind is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Then comes the conclusion, Ayam ko mahali.
Ayam ko mahali.
Hetu.
Hetu.
Ayam pacheyo.
Ayam pacheyo.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa kiriyaya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
Papasa kamasa pavatiya.
And so this is the cause, mahali. This is the condition for the doing of a bad deed, for the performing of a bad deed. Any questions?
So, Bante, Ayang is the singular?
Yeah, Ayang goes with Hetu and Ayang with Pacheo.
But things, because aforementioned greed, hatred and delusions. So, but those are pros. So
You could have. I guess he could have put it in the plural too. Mm-hmm. But it's not fixed. It could be either singular or plural.
Could it be referring to the wrongly directed mind?
No, I think it's referring to all of them together. Okay, let's take a break. Let's see, it's 2:20, so till 2:30, 10-minute break.